go with the flow. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Robert Edgell, professor of technology management at SUNY Polytechnic Institute, explains that getting users in a flow state may be the best way to get them to hand over their dollars for a wearable 3D gaming device.
Have you ever wanted to see 3D while playing a video game? Well, now you can. Although head-mounted displays are coming onto the market, there still are challenges associated with these innovative wearable 3D seeing devices. Several social and UC hurdles may impact their adoption. My research intent was to answer the question, what are the critical factors that predict headset adoption? As with my previous research, I explored business approaches that might impact user acceptance. Headset producers who engage users with meaningful and transparent information practices while designing might be more likely to create beneficial headsets. Next, user satisfaction with immersion into virtual realms depends on how engaged they become in flow states. Flow is enjoying the moment so much that one loses a sense of time and place. Flow may be influenced by the mechanics, dynamics, and aesthetics of headset designs. Other important user considerations include visual strain, power cabling arrangements, and haptic interaction. This type of interaction relates to the ease of using devices which enable touch and feel to manipulate virtual objects. This model predicts that producers who effectively attend to all of these factors will be most successful with their exciting new headsets. So grab a headset that meets the criteria and start playing.
That was Robert Edgell of SUNY Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.